Reid Show. Satyar Shah here in the Kintech studio. Canucks preseason coverage is brought to you by Tile Town. As BC's favorite hockey team kicks off a new season, receive 20% off any regular priced in-stock tile. Visit mytiletown.ca for details. At least the, we've either gotten used to the smell of onions in the room, or I have.
I don't think I've done something that has upset Sat more than what I did today.
I think that's accurate. Yeah. I think that's accurate.
Sat's like, we need a new producer. This confirms it.
Like, there's a different look in Sat's eyes when he looks at me, and I don't know how long it's going to take for that to go away.
We'll see. Maybe tomorrow. I usually get over it. I don't
He's like an upset parent.
He's going to wake up in the middle of the night.
I don't usually hold grudges, but if I have to wash everything I'm wearing today...
There's no way.
We'll see.
I mean, you should wash your clothes in general.
I mean, I do, but I don't, you know, I literally just wash these clothes. Like, they're clean, fresh.
I do feel bad.
Yeah.
I had to do it somewhere.
Josh's new cologne is just onions. Eau de toilette.
I'm like Will Levis, but onions instead of mayonnaise.
Oh, the onion.
The video is posted on my Twitter, and I'll retweet it from the station account.
Oh, boy.
Like I told Josh, if this doesn't go viral, like, you can't be calling this like a top moment in the station if it doesn't garner a lot of attention. That's all I'm saying. It better be worth it.
Yeah.
Pressure's on.
There's so much pressure.
It better be at
least. Please retweet it.
There is a minimum level of views that require this to be actually worth it.
Yeah.
All right. We didn't get to it because we went through the open, but let's do it. It's the open on Canuck Central.
Welcome to the open.
Oh! That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
The Open, which is the latest on the Vancouver Canucks, and our take on it. And really, there's not much new today. Canucks took the day off. They are playing the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night to close out the preseason. But...
And by the way, please don't take any more days off. I mean, they ate an onion today. Are they eating garlic?
Yeah.
Next time? Like, what are you eating next if the Canucks have a day off?
What stinks up the studio more?
One chip challenge next for Josh? No, don't do that.
Yeah, well, sorry for interrupting your reach.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But we did hear from Quinn Hughes as tomorrow he and some of the other... players that are featured in Amazon's NHL Face-Off will take center stage. I mean, I think we've already seen like most of the series happen through Twitter for all the people that have been getting sneak previews and things like that and the little clips that they're showing everybody.
Hey, Reach, did you know that Connor McDavid has a fiery side?
Really? Wow. Man got mad when his team was down 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Final. Shocker.
Yeah. It's like human shows emotion.
Wow, this is a side of Connor McDavid we've never seen before.
Yeah, one of my buddies was like texting me about that. Like, he's like so hyped about it too. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's cool.
Athletes get mad. It's like, oh, so like you saw Connor McDavid react to something like JT Miller often does, and now Connor McDavid's a hero for it.
But JT Miller's the you-know-what hole, right? Like, you know. But JT's the prick, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I get it. The thing is, when you don't see that side of people and they show it, I do think it can become endearing or sometimes eye-opening. You see other sides of people. And I think as far as fans go, I think they are invested in these players and even in personalities. And when they learn more about them, I think that is exciting. So as much as we're joking about it here, like, I think it's a good thing. And I think we should see more of this in the NHL. Like, I thought the HBO 24/7 stuff was fantastic. And then they just never really kept it going the same way. It changed. And they never built off of it. Like, these are things that have to evolve.
Well,
they never
took access away. The more they did it was like the less and less access HBO was getting. And then, shocker, like, nobody wants to watch this anymore.
And all this has kind of come back ever since the Drive to Survive. For the F1 show on Netflix, which is an incredible show, right? And I think that's really spurred this on even more. And I think the NHL has to embrace this. And I think the fact that people react this way to Connor McDavid being mad tells you how starved people are to learn more about these players. You don't have this reaction when you see NFL players, for instance. No. Like, people will react as if it's funny, but there's not this whole, like, revelation of, oh my God, I can't believe this person actually has emotions. They're human. I thought they were a robot. Like, that's kind of how people are reacting to this.
What I would say is it's interesting. Like, we've seen a lot of different clips out on Twitter and everything else. Hasn't been one of Quinn Hughes yet. So, like, that tells me one of two things. Quinn maybe didn't open up enough to have, like, a really, like, marketing-worthy clip out there.
Are you saying he sucked? Is that what you're saying?
I'm surprised. There's no clips of Quinn Hughes out there.
Okay.
Or there's a lot of great stuff that they just haven't yet revealed.
Right.
From the Quinn Hughes and the Captain episode.
Saving the best for last.
Saving the best for, like, the actual... You know,
what if the McDavid thing was like the best thing they caught on camera?
It's like one of those movie trailers where it's like,
you saw,
man, this has got to sell the whole thing.
I do think it's probably the best thing they got.
It might be.
That's why they're pushing it.
Yeah,
so
I mean, they do usually push some of the best in terms of promotions. So that's unfair to say. Generally speaking, that's kind of the rule of thumb. But you hope that there are more revealing moments. And to Quinn Hughes, I'm interested to watch the Quinn Hughes stuff, even if it's not, you know, revelatory that way. I'm intrigued to see this guy we cover every day. Like, what is he actually like? We see some snippets here and there, but do they maybe catch him off guard a bit? And that's the cool thing about these things, right? They catch moments where the person forgets they're on camera.
Yeah.
And that's what really sheds light, because if you're aware of the camera being there, I think you still hide and you're guarded.
You tighten up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so even if it's not this huge revelation, I am intrigued to see Quinn.
And what exactly that is, I mean, the Amazon cameras were around during the playoffs for the Canucks last year, so you're going to relive some of the Canucks' high and low moments during those two playoff series from last year with Quinn Hughes in the Amazon series. But Quinn talked to a friend of the show, Jackie Redmond, with NHL Network, and he talks a lot about, you know, him being a big reader, likes to read books and you know, give himself some knowledge that way, which is nice to know about Quinn. But also when asked about Rick Tocchet, and we were just talking about the core with Bick in the Canucks Central Roundtable. Rick Tocchet kind of feels like he's part of the Canucks core that has developed here over the last 18 months with the impact he's had on this roster. Here's Quinn Hughes, captain of the Canucks, on his head coach.
Great. He's the best. He's my favorite coach ever, and he's
your whole life?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Yeah. He's just a great coach. He's a great person. Cares about his players. And it's not like, you know, I'm the coach, you do whatever I say. He's very open to negotiation. He wants to talk things through. He wants to get on the same page.
So there is Quinn Hughes on Rick Tocchet, the greatest coach he's ever had.
And hey, that's, you know, good praise from anybody, because usually, you know, NHL coaches are the most skilled, best coaches you're going to have. So it's maybe not this, you know, massive leap. And considering, you know, this is his third NHL coach, he was here with Travis and then Bruce briefly, and now with Rick Tocchet. So to not maybe overstate things, but I do think it's a significant comment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you watch the clip, like, he's genuine in how he talks about him. And I think that's kind of the power that Tocchet has, that he really endears himself to the players and they feel like he has their back. And that's really what Quinn, ultimately every relationship comes down to trust.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's real strong trust between Quinn and Tocchet and in general with Tocchet and the players he's coaching.
It's, I think it's a fantastic sign that the captain, and after last season, easily the best player on your team, right? And Quinn Hughes has this kind of relationship with the head coach. It points to a great working environment, which, I mean, the results on the ice kind of show that there's a pretty good working environment. We saw how it got pretty sour towards the end of the Green era and of the certainly in the Boudreaux era, was tough the way that it ended and how it dragged out. Both of those situations dragged out probably longer than they should have, considering if we look back and think of it now. But it's the same thing everybody seems to say about Tocchet, in that he's willing to talk about everything. He's willing to, he's not like, he's firm, but not, you know, doesn't sort of rule with an iron fist, I guess you could say, and players really appreciate that. The common theme I get from any player I've ever talked to, like what makes a good head coach, they're fair. And Tockett exudes that fairness. When we've talked to him, when you talk to people around the organization, the thing about Tockett that everybody loves is whether it's staff, people that just work around the rink, Tockett treats everybody with respect. And that, you know, I think proves well for the coach, not just with players and people that are surrounding him, but it builds that relationship even more. And it got to a point where I'm looking at the NHL landscape and there's like five coaches. Actually, there's five coaches in the league that have more than 2.5 years of run with their current clubs. We're talking Mike Sullivan, Rod Brind'Amour, John Cooper, like the who's who of NHL head coaches in 2024. And right now, here today, it feels like Tockett can be that guy, the guy that sort of transcends the I'm good for a couple of years, then I got to go somewhere else. He feels like a guy that you can build long term with.
That he has the temperament and the personality to be able to last somewhere a long time.
Yeah.
And I think the other part about this is the way he is with the players and how the players feel about him is exactly how a lot of the staff around the team feel about Tock. Whether you're part of management, whether you're part of the business side, or you're playing lower end roles or whatever it is, anybody that interacts with Tock, from what I've heard within the organization, they all love him. Yeah. Treats everyone with respect, gets along with everybody. And he's one of those guys that, to your point, he gets his point across, but doesn't have to be acrimonious. And there's a real skill in being able to tell people no and disagree with people, but do it in a very, I'd say, disarming way. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what he does. So I think people like that generally last very long at places because they're really good with, you know, those relationships. And you hear people talk about how much they love Tock. Anybody that knows him talks about how they're friends because that's just the type of guy that Tock it is. And then the other part about it is that's the personality side. But if you want to be somewhere long term, you got to be a heck of a coach.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you have to be a great coach. Just don't get buy-in. What are the X's and O's? And how do you find ways to level your team and your players up? And it seems like these guys are fully committed consistently. You hear about Foot, and you hear about Gonchar and these guys, and even the Sedins, how they're constantly thinking about ideas and how they're constantly workshopping things. And there is, you know, if you watch the entire interview, and it's only like 7-8 minutes with Quinn and Jackie Redmond on NHL.com, he goes on to say about Tockett that he's maybe the biggest hockey nerd he knows.
Yeah.
Like how much he loves the game of hockey and how much
we get that vibe
invested.
Every time we talk to him.
I mean, this honestly, like if you ever get a chance to speak to Tock, no matter who you are, and you start talking hockey with him, like he'll be fully engaged.
Yeah.
You may have somebody has to drag him away from it. Like that's just how he just loves talking the game, right? And I think he just lives and breathes hockey consistently. So that's the type of guy who's always looking to get better and finding ways to improve his players and his teams. And I think that combination can make for a coach and be somewhere for the better part of a decade. The thing is, you have to have success.
Yeah.
And ultimately, those coaches, you got to pay them a lot.
Yeah.
And that's going to have to be the other part. Whenever they do sit down and talk contract, whether it's short-term or long-term, it's probably going to be the biggest contract they've ever given a coach as an organization.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the way things are trending with Rick Tockett after winning the Jack Adams and the way that he is going, by the way, of a Rod Brind'Amour type, John Cooper type, those guys, Mike Sullivan, they get paid. They get paid well because they are the best of the best. And Tockett feels like he can join that group if things continue trending this way with the Vancouver Canucks. I think the other thing, a quick point, like he makes guys want to stay here. Guys believe in what he's doing. That was a big part in getting Elias Pettersson to commit last year. And for those that are or have been worried about Quinn Hughes jumping ship to New Jersey to join his brothers, I mean, you hear him talk about Rick Tockett in that way and that and with that sort of relationship that they have, you know, that's only going to help keep your best players invested in what's going on with this program.
Well, they're going to have to figure out Tockett's situation before Quinn.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big part of it too, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not just about keeping Tockett, it's about also keeping the captain of your team happy.
It's Dan Riccio and Satyar Shah. Quickly on the Canucks Central roundup, the Vegas Golden Knights get out of the Robin Leonard cap charge today as the NHL and NHLPA come to terms on the termination of Robin Leonard's deal. Essentially, Vegas is going to pay out Robin Leonard, and because he didn't show up for his preseason physical and his situation is one that, according to reports, Vegas would have grounds to go for a termination of his contract, there will be no cap charge for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, honestly, it's just another show. It's another piece of evidence that this entire salary cap thing is arbitrary.
Yeah,
the NHL handles these things completely arbitrarily. Now, I get it. There might be grounds for termination. There's always a little bit of gray area, and this is what happens in these things. You can, you know, it gets dicey, so I understand there's always gray area to it. But they retroactively punished the Canucks for a contract that was not illegal.
Yes.
And then other circumstances, they let teams kind of get away with murky situations. Mm-hmm. So something that was legal, you went back retroactively, changed. And then something that is in a gray area, you're just letting pass by. I just don't understand how the NHL can be so arbitrary with their decisions. And I just don't buy this whole, it's a gray area half the time. They've shown their true colors, I think, in terms of handling these situations. And there's so much more politics behind it. It just makes you kind of laugh. Like, and I get it. There might be some grounds or whatever, but this whole thing's a joke.
There's seems to be more gray area for some teams rather than others.
Well, and all that, and also like in terms of vindictiveness from Gary Bettman, honestly, it's vindictiveness. Gary was vindictive, and I know Josh wants us to break, but you know what, Josh, I didn't want you to eat an onion either. So like, here we are.
Dude, this is for Landon's sake.
I know. We'll break here in a second. We'll just go a little bit later with Landon. But yes, that's my overall takeaway on this. Like, Gary Bettman will be vindictive and do things, and then other circumstances just kind of handle things a bit more fair and square, and I just hate that about him.
It's very convenient for the Vegas Golden Knights. That's the bottom line. That's the way a lot of fans are looking at it today, and that's something the NHL is clearly okay to live with. The Roar is back at BC Place for the BC Lions 70th season. Get your tickets now at bclions.com. Landon Ferraro joins us next on Canucks Central.
Hitting the most important topics for Vancouver sports fans. The People Show with Vic Nizar. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.